On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about happiness, a better life, and so much more. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about getting off your butt and making it happen. Hey friends, this is gonna be a different kind of episode, but to be super duper honest, I'm super duper excited about it. No stories today, just personal experience and personal outlook and personal personality and honesty and personal. Time to get honest. I love my life. My wife, the best. My job, it's awesome. I get to be creative and make rapping dog commercials in a corporate atmosphere. Anyone else able to say that? My baby, baby T, the cutest, sweetest, little best hugger in the whole world, in all of the land. I just haven't been happy myself for a while, I guess. I was never really able to put my finger on it and say, this is making me unhappy. But regardless, I wasn't as happy as I knew I could be. I wasn't miserable. I wasn't sad all the time. But you know. And when I wasn't happy with myself, I didn't really take the best care of myself. I wasn't sleeping well. I wasn't eating well. Maybe I was drinking a little too often, and that was dumb, and it made me feel worse, inside and out, whether I knew it or not. I decided to get a little more positive. I just wanted to try to be a little more positive myself, so I subscribed to a few podcasts, and I started listening to some. I like some of them. A couple are kind of corny. That's okay. Also been listening to a lot of, like, also awesome and fun, very I can relate, positive motivational speakers online. One of the podcasts I listened to, it was a daily affirmations podcast. And the first one I downloaded, it asked me to say, I help others by taking care of myself. And I just thought of my wife and my baby. And I wept like a little weenie. From that moment on, I truly wanted to make a better me. This wasn't long ago. This was a couple of weeks ago, guys. So I started a new diet. I gave myself allowance to indulge in some alcohol on Friday and Saturday. And since that day that I gave myself those rules, I stuck with it. I already feel better. And better is much better. Then I was listening to somebody speak about not negotiating with your mind. It must have been one of those 13,000 trillion TED Talks I've listened to recently. But he said that the perfect life that I wanted was on the other side of the little voice in our head. My head specifically, that voice can get real annoying. That voice is either your best, biggest fan or your worst critic. And for me, it was the critic most of the time. You know, from you can't do that, to you're not smart enough, sleep until noon, the laundry will get done at some point, you're not even worthy of the love. That little voice in my head, it was being a dick. And it can be. It was holding me back. That little voice inside my head was holding me back and nothing else. And when you want to do something and that little voice says, nah, you shouldn't do that. You're not good enough. Go at it with full force. Squash it. It's not easy. And starting it today isn't going to make you rich, super happy, successful, or whatever tomorrow. But it's going to bring you 1 degree closer. Small steps. Sure. But that little kid on top of the hill on the sled, he's not going to make it down the hill without just even that littlest push. That slightest push. That small affirmation for me was my small push at the top of the hill. And I am loving the ride down. Let's talk about negativity. Let's start with internal negativities. Whoa. Let's start with saying the word the correct way. Let's start with internal negativities. I heard a garden metaphor from one of those 13 trillion brillion TED Talks I've enjoyed recently. It said your internal happiness is like a garden. You decide what you plant. You decide to take care of it and maintain it and its healthiness. And if you see a weed, you pull it. Immediately identify it once you notice it. Crush it. If it's critical of you, if it's critical of others, it's a weed. You see a weed, pull it. And now for some negativity we may not even notice because we're so accustomed to it. It's our external negativities. What we eat, what we drink, TV, whatever we're watching TV about. Oh God, reality TV. It's just people screaming at each other. The news. Don't get me started. Music, video games, the people we surround ourselves with. Sure, you can indulge, you know? I used to play a lot more Grand Theft Auto 3, but I'm going to be playing a lot more Mario Kart these days. And maybe I'll play 5 or 10 minutes here and there, some good old GTA. But that's just me. What kind of content are you taking in? We need to take back a hold of our lives. Regain control over our negativity. 1 degree at a time. Say you want to turn your life around 180 degrees. That's the absolute most that you can really turn around. That's a complete about face. Some people may only need to do a 20 degree turn. 1 degree at a time. 1 degree a day. 1 degree a week. Just 1 degree at a time. Don't focus on the whole picture. Focus on keeping up with the day-to-day promises of yourself. You're not going to lose 20 pounds tomorrow. But you might lose a pound this week. We're not going to wake up completely the way we want to be tomorrow. But things will have changed. And if you stick with it, you're going to see those changes. Like I have. All right. Well, that affirmation that I was talking about, that's what broke me. So let's do a couple of episodic affirmations together. I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to leave some room for you to say it back. Say it and mean it, friends. Rewind and repeat it if you have to. Here we go. I bravely embrace change. I am not the only one. And lastly, and most powerfully, I help others by taking care of myself. I hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. If you got anything out of it, I'd really love if you shared it with a friend or dropped a good old rating review. I won't see you on social media for a while because I deleted those from my phone. But massive shout out to Tara and Lindsay for keeping the Good People Doing Good Facebook page alive. And as for me, I strung up my guitar for the first time in well over a year. So I'm going to go rock out for a little bit. Stay good and do good, friends. Toodles.
I hear a voice in my head. It wants me going nowhere. It wants me doing the same things like every day. I wanna go somewhere else, explore the world and forget what makes me angry and get these thoughts out of my head. It's complicated. How do I kill that boy, yeah? How do I move from here, yeah? I gotta know, I need to know why it's so complicated. We need to grow, we need to know why it's so complicated.